You're listening to SBS News.
Fadita Amalung reminiscing on his career at Snowy Hydro is a source of pride.
I'm very proud to be part of it. Yes, I am. And I tell everybody about the Snowy, and I think my family is very proud of that too, that they are part of the Snowy. You know, we know a lot of Snowy people, or people we met in Coomer and so on. Yeah, it's all family, so we all know each other.
The 88-year-old migrated to Australia from East Germany in 1953. He worked on Snowy for 3 decades as an electrician and later a station operator. Despite harsh conditions, he says his new life didn't compare to the one he fled.
Well, I lived through the war. It was tough enough, and the bombing and so on, but after the war, it was probably the worst time of my life. We were hungry, there was no much food, and there was just nothing. There was no future, nothing.
He's experienced just one of about 70,000 migrants from 30 different backgrounds who came to Australia to work on the hydroelectricity scheme. It's a similar story to the late father of Labor MP Tanya Plibersek.
Like a lot of migrants who worked on the Snowy Mountains scheme, my father was really proud of the work that he did. He was really proud of the contribution that he'd made to his new home. And one of the things that he really liked about it was that it was just a phenomenally multicultural collection of workers there.
Joseph Plibersek migrated from Slovenia in 1954 and worked on the scheme for about 2 years. He told a Sydney Morning Herald documentary in 2006 that he adapted to life in the Snowy quickly.
As soon as I arrived to Snowy, the life really started for me, and the job was good, the play was good, and the company was good, because a lot of migrants of my background and from Europe were there mine working force, and I fit in very well.
Ms. Plibersek says his new life in Australia was in stark contrast to the life he fled in war-torn Europe.
So for him, despite the hard work, camping in the snow, working 6 days a week, it was luxury. He described it as paradise for him.
For Ms. Plibersek, reflecting on the 70th anniversary brings mixed emotions.
My dad died a few years ago, and I really miss him terribly. And it's just lovely to be reminded of, you know, these men worked phenomenally hard. They were pioneers. The women were outnumbered down there. They were pioneers too.
Family connections to the project crossed the political divide. Energy Minister Angus Taylor's grandfather, Sir William Hudson, was the commissioner of the scheme.
It was around me as I was growing up. It was a quintessential part of my upbringing to focus on the Snowy and to learn about the Snowy. And indeed, my grandfather and grandmother took me around the scheme. When I was young, I got the chance to see it whilst he was still alive.
The minister, now overseeing the next phase of the project, says his family connection has come full circle.
I'd like to think he'd be proud of the role that I'm playing, but of course I'm proud of all of those people that were part of building this project. It was an extraordinary contribution to this nation, and every one of them that was involved should be very proud of the role that they've played.
The stories passed on by Sir William Hudson weren't just about one of Australia's greatest engineering projects, but about the people who made it happen.
Hear the incredible stories, which is such a part of this, the story of the Snowy, the great stories of the immigrants who came out here after the war, the things they achieved, that they were part of a nation building, a genuine nation building project, an iconic project which has changed the shape of the nation.
An achievement which transcends generations. Pablo Viñales, SBS News.